It's Friday, the 2nd of May, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 1 p.m. news. President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah says Namibia must stop exporting only raw materials and start adding more value by producing semi-processed and fully finished products. She made the statement during the Workers' Day celebration at Oshakati on Thursday.
We have to invest in homegrown initiatives. That does not only enhance the value addition of our resources, but also transform and grow our economy, create wealth, empower our community, and sustainable jobs and development. India must rise beyond being a mere supplier of raw materials and to export semi-processed up to fully finished products.
The Agogo FPSO, one of the most advanced oil production vessels, will make a short stop at the port of Walvis Bay on the 8th of May for technical maintenance before heading to Angola, built for Azule Energy by Yinson Production. The vessel can process about 120,000 barrels of oil per day and includes cutting-edge carbon-reducing technologies. The pit stop shows Namibia's growing role in regional energy and logistics. The South African National Defence Force has started pulling out its troops and equipment from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. This follows a Southern African Development Community directive to end the mission after 17 soldiers were killed in clashes with the M23 rebel group, which is backed by Rwanda. SANDF spokesperson Prince Tshabalala.
A reconnaissance mission which included the representative from Republic of Malawi, Republic of South Africa and United Republic of Tanzania and the SADC Secretariat was conducted to assess and confirm the withdrawal route from Goma through Rwanda to Chato in the United Republic of Tanzania. The team's findings informed the finalization of the withdrawal plan.
Meanwhile, the Democratic Republic of Congo is working to remove former President Joseph Kabila's immunity so he can face trial for allegedly supporting the M23 rebels in the East. Kabila, who has been living in South Africa since late 2023, plans to return to help resolve the ongoing conflict.
Kabila, who stepped down following a 2018 election after nearly two decades in power, has previously denied backing the rebels.
Various issues are across the country.
He's been outside Congo since late 2023, mostly in South Africa, but recently said he would return to help find a solution to the rebel crisis.
If I am weak, whose fault is it? Is it the fault of my neighbor or my enemy, or is it my fault?
And finally, a new artificial intelligence tool which can spot skin cancer has been approved for use by the United Kingdom's National Health Service. It works by analyzing images of moles or skin lesions to see if they are potentially cancerous. Susanna Daniels is the chief executive of Melanoma Focus and is welcoming the news.
Skin cancer rates are continuing to climb in the UK, and there are bottlenecks of getting into seeing your GP. So the idea is that it will potentially halve the referrals to see a dermatologist with an urgent skin cancer pathway.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.